Why was it that one home had so many owners? Year after year, families would come and then flee a seemingly unthreatening home. Was there something else going on with the property than meets the eye?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, call it toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Write in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, to get your story to us. And this is a listener-supported program. It has been for all the years we've been doing this. And if you can find it in your heart to help support us and you're able to do it right now, we greatly appreciate it. $5 a month is all it is. You get access to more than 300 bonus episodes, the brand new ones added every single week. You get advanced episodes of our show commercial-free. You get our ebook, our audiobook, those two things right there at $30 value instantly when you sign up to be an extra podcast person, an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or for Patreon. It's a great app, very functional for all different things, especially if you're using it mobily, patreon.com/realghoststories to become an EPP that way. All the content in both places, same stuff, both places. So check it out and to help keep our program on the air. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
Of course, I'm talking about our house in the intro to the show.
That's, well, I know why we're leaving.
Yeah.
And I can imagine why people before us left, too. It all makes sense now. I'm seeing it so clearly.
It doesn't involve ghosts.
No. It involves terrible children that live next door.
Jenny just went outside and threw rocks at children.
I did not throw rocks.
Verbal rocks.
Okay, there's these three little girls about Harp's age that live next door, mm-hmm. and they pick on her relentlessly mm-hmm. through the fence. And I had just, I'd had enough. And, you know, the house is sold. We're almost out of here, so I don't give a shit what people think of me in this neighborhood anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why I got kicked off the neighborhood Facebook page, because I had a rant. So I went out there, and I told those little girls that they've talk to my daughter again, that I will be talking to their mommy about their behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, which when you're little, you're like 6 or 7, that's like a big threat. That's yeah. like ultimately scary. So
hopefully.
Yeah. So they're out there jumping on their trampoline yeah. and Harp's doing her own thing. Harp doesn't want attention. She doesn't want these kids talking to her. She just yeah. wants to play with what she plays with. And that's why we just,
it's what we like being by ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong when kids are nice, you know, but unfortunately we run into a lot of the opposite.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember it too, being a kid. It was hard to relate to other kids. And when you're a kid and you don't relate well to other kids, even though you're just trying to be by yourself, they don't want you to be by yourself.
Well, here's the thing. We tried to get Harp and these girls next door to be friends, you know, because mm-hmm. they're so close in age and they ride the bus and everything. Well, and Harp's gone over there for play dates a couple of times. And the last time she came home bawling because these girls put pillows all over her and sat on her.
Yeah.
And she couldn't breathe. And she was so scared. She came home bawling and said she never, ever wanted to go over there again. And the mom, where was the mom?
In the shower.
In the shower.
Not watching the kids.
Not watching her kids or my kids.
Or having, I mean, it's one thing if you have your own kids, you're like, okay, I'm going to go take a shower right now. But it's yeah. like when you have a guest over, like
somebody else's child, when you're in charge yeah. of somebody else's child, you better be watching their child.
It's not shower time. Yeah. Just irresponsibility that, you know, you just kind of go, what the fuck? So yeah. anyhow. Yeah. It's I haven't seen him do his man bra running up and down the road yet today. But
maybe he listens to the show and he realizes he's looks stupid.
He had like 1984 sunglasses on the other day and a hat wearing back. He looked kind of like Marty McFly in a way where it's, remember when Marty McFly was wearing the vest
uh-huh.
and they looked at him like, cause it was so crazy looking. Yeah. That's how this guy kind of looked. It wasn't because it was a vest. It was just like, what the fuck are you doing? But he runs backwards, literally backwards at a high pace up the hill.
Can I just say he's the definition of douche?
Yeah.
I mean, you look it up and it's his picture.
If there was a picture to be put in a book or the dictionary of it, the look they had rocking the other day was like douche look. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, are you really wearing this in public? Anyway, 833-855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online to show your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first story of the day here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And it starts out, my family bought our home about 6 months ago. It was built in 1915 with no historical background. The only thing I know about the previous owners is from 2010 and onward. Every 2 years, a family was evicted, which caused the foreclosure. It's 2019. A man bought the home and flipped it. The house was in rough shape. Home looked good as new when it was listed, and my family bought it. It wasn't until a month or two when things started to happen. I'd be playing with my kids, all toddlers, and I'd hear talking on the stairs. And their sats would be one of their baby dolls, sitting upright and talking. And my first thought was, okay, one of the kids put the doll there and pressed the button. Well, after about a minute of the doll talking and talking, and my middle child, 2 years old, would laugh and point and say, oh, you're so silly. The doll kept talking until I yelled out loud, please stop scaring me. And immediately the doll stopped talking and would turn back on. Then about four more times, each a different toy and had a way of turning the sound on. A baby doll or toy bear would talk and growl all while my kids were asleep and I was by myself. Then my mother and I were talking in front of our Christmas tree, and my sister was playing with all our kids. My mom and I heard a rustle near the tree, and as we turned around, the sitting fox ornament we had literally, it flew 2 feet off of the tree and sat perfectly upright. Freaked my mom out for sure. I constantly have weird electrical issues. I've called my mom asking if she was here because I heard a woman's voice, and she laughed and said, oh no, the voices and the bangs always happen in our main dining room. My mom and I were having a conversation about my electrical and if I had any more issues, and I said no. My friend was coming over to babysit that night, and she had told me how she would have my bathroom light turn on by itself, and I sort of shook it off. I told my mom that she told me it might be a good idea not to tell her the weird things we have gone through, otherwise my friend won't want to come and babysit, so I didn't. That night, I get a text message from my friend saying that she was putting the kids to bed. Power went out for 30 seconds and all the lights came back on except for the bathroom and kitchen. She could not get them on. She then told me that a baby doll was placed perfectly sitting up in my by the steps heading upstairs. She said that she thought maybe one of the kids left it, so she continued to put the kids to sleep. She was headed back downstairs and saw the same doll sitting on the same step again. She thought that was scary because she had just put that doll at the bottom of the toy chest. She shook it off and buried it again. Started to watch TV, shook it off, and she said she heard a bunch of pots and pans moving in the kitchen. She got up and saw the doll sitting on the kitchen counter. She screamed and threw the doll back in the toy bin. I kept asking her if she was messing with me, and she promised no, it really happened. I forgot to mention that whenever I hear voices or noises, my thermostat starts to freak out, like the numbers constantly moving up and down. My sister told me I should take some pictures of my house during the time frame the weird things happen. So I did. What do you think is going on with my house?
Well, since it was just redone before they moved in, maybe whatever was there is upset that the house was redone, because mm-hmm. that happens. You know, with the electrical stuff, it sounds like it's more than that, because we've had even things where you hit a switch and a noisy toy comes on by accident because of, you know, mm-hmm. electrical currents and stuff like that. But it sounds like this doll is being used as kind of a conduit to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the doll or if it's other things with the house, but I think the first thing I would do is get rid of the doll and then see if it moves on to a different toy.
Yeah, I'd be wondering if there's something attached to the doll. My gut is saying no, and that just happens to be kind of the toy of choice or the object of choice because other things are happening too.
Mm-hmm.
Pots and pans and things like that moving around. And I don't think the doll is walking around doing that, but I think the doll is being used as an attention-getting device. I would be wondering about some of the toys turning on and off by themselves. I mean, it's one thing if there's a switch that's being flipped manually. Yeah, there's something weird if that's happening.
Yeah.
But toys, especially toys that are triggered by motion or magnets or something of that nature, that can actually have a lot to do with your electricity in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can have areas of a home, and it eludes me what it's called, but essentially it's something where the electromagnetic activity of the light switches turning on and off can trigger other things. It so much so that it can actually mess with you mentally as well. Not, you know, take the toys out of the equation, but the waves themselves can
EMF
can cause all different mm-hmm. sort of phenomena. But I think there could be something there with it being an older house. And yes, it has been redone without knowing fully how much the electric has been redone. Because there may be areas where it has and it hasn't.
Or was it done properly? Because not everybody knows what they're doing when they flip a house.
And you can do modern wiring and still screw things up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still, it doesn't take it to be a super old house or super old wiring to have these sort of effects if done improperly, where it will trigger the toys. We had a toy like that at our house in Wichita.
Yeah, and it scared the shit out of me because we just started doing the show and then that happened and I was like, oh, this toy's going away.
It was a Melissa and Doug puzzle toy.
Uh-huh.
And you put like a fire engine in the puzzle piece and you take it out and the fire engine makes its noise. Mm-hmm. And it would be in the toy box by itself, nothing touching it. And suddenly it would just go off and be like, what the hell? And then we figured out how it was doing or why it was doing. It was when we went and turned a certain light switch on.
Mm-hmm.
And that very specific switch triggered that specific toy and that specific item on the toy as well. I don't know why it didn't trigger the airplane or any, but it triggered the fire engine.
Yeah, I don't know.
But something there did that. So those are possibilities. There could be a mixture of a lot of things going on here, but I do think there is something.
Mm-hmm.
Paranormal happening. Thanks for sharing your story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next letter says, I've been obsessed with creepy paranormal stories for years. I've always been so interested and curious to whether these stories were real or not, even though I don't know if I fully believe in the paranormal. I've always hoped and stayed clear of any chances of me actually experiencing anything, but it all started with this weird experience at my friend's house at the beginning of December. I was walking down her stairs, and at the bottom is a door that leads into a mudroom, and in the mudroom is the front door. I opened the bottom door and kept it open while I opened the front door so that the street lights would light up in the room because I couldn't find the light switch. As soon as I opened the front door and slipped my shoes on, before I even turned around to shut the bottom door leading up the stairs, it slammed shut. I stood there for a second and couldn't actually process what just happened. Ran out the front door and all these things started rushing through my head. I thought, oh, maybe it was a draft, but there was no wind that night. And since then, I've tried the same situation to see if it would slam shut again, and it hasn't. Even when there was wind, it wouldn't even move. The second experience was at her house again. Some nights I sneak in when I'm not allowed to spend the night. So back to the mudroom, there's a total of 3 doors, front door, door upstairs, another door in the small storage room. And when I sneak in, I must wait down there in the dark until she thinks it's safe for me to come up. While I was waiting, her dad came downstairs and went out in the front for a smoke. And when he was coming back in, I heard him open the door to upstairs and start walking up. That's when something in front of me fell and made a loud crashing noise. I almost shit my pants because I thought he definitely heard that and was going to come back down. I waited 5 minutes, shaking in the dark, and then turned my flash on to see it was a bucket. It had fallen. But the thing was, I looked everywhere and there was no place it could have been upon. The shelves were full and had no space to them. It also couldn't have tipped over because the noise was too loud. It sounded as if it was dropped from up high. I was also on the opposite wall, away from the bucket and not moving an inch because of fear that her dad would walk in. She also tells me that night, she showed me the video, when she was trying to go open the door to the mudroom to bring me upstairs, the door would not open. It wasn't locked or anything, she just couldn't open it, and her house isn't super old, so that was weird. The door wouldn't budge. The third experience was one night when I was at her house. We were home alone, just finished in the kitchen and started walking back to her bedroom. And as soon as we walked past her sister's room, a loud crash came from the room. We quickly went into her room and were shocked at what had just happened. No one was home. It's not like we were jumping or running, so nothing would have been knocked over. We never went in there and looked at what made that loud noise. At this point, we both thought that there was something paranormal in her house. I'm scared to go there now because from my experiences, I feel like whatever it is, it doesn't want me there. These experiences only happen when I'm at her house, but they never happen at my own house. I've tried to think of every logical reason for these situations, but honestly, I haven't been able to think of any. I've never used a Ouija board, and neither has my friend. I've lived in the house for almost a year now. We both have never had any of these kinds of experiences before. Please tell me your thoughts, and if you think there are logical answers to these encounters.
It sounds like the ghost just doesn't like this person specifically. If it's whenever they're there, they are there. Because I don't know if the author is male or female, but whenever they are there, things go crash.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like that's the only time it happens.
Yeah.
So there's something about that person's presence in the house that stirs something up. And maybe it's, you know, just a, you know, they remind the ghost of somebody, or who knows, you know. There's sometimes people that just like, I don't like that person. I don't know why. I think ghosts probably do the same thing.
I would agree. Can you ever win over the affections of a ghost, or just a ghost to like you if they don't like you? Or is that kind of a set in stone thing where you get there and it's like, no, we don't like each other? And
I would think it takes time. And who wants to spend more time in a house where things are crashing and being thrown at you?
Sure.
You know, but I would think over time, maybe the ghost will realize you're not a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope so, because you're kind of forced to be there together. But I mean, you got to think of it in terms of like people too. If you were forced to be in a house or a situation, like, I guess the best example would be like an apartment,
mm-hmm.
where maybe you're not necessarily living with the person, but they're next door. And no matter what, it's like, I'm never going to find the good side of the person, or the tolerable side. Maybe there's situations where it can be like, okay, maybe they're not evil, but I'm never going to want to hang out with that person or like that person.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's sometimes you just, there's no winning over. There's no changing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless that person significantly changes. But I think sometimes it just doesn't work. You're never going to get the opposing magnets to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might be the case with something like that too. Thanks for sharing your story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your ghost stories with us. Hi.
Hey, Tony and Carol, or Jenny. Vinny from New York giving you a call again. Just wanted to give you guys a call, and I want to start off with a moment of gratitude. So today actually was a very special day for me personally. I actually happened to graduate from the NYPD Academy today. In very unusual circumstances, considering all that's going on with the corona outbreak that's been gripping the nation. We are being sent out and mobilized much earlier than we were supposed to. Our graduation was canceled, and all the end of academy ceremonies and all that have pretty much gone out the window, and they just need bodies out on the street, being that New York is the epicenter of this. But with that said, what I wanted to say was I wanted to thank you guys, because I've been listening to your show for years now, pretty much from the beginning, and over the last 6 months, your show was something that I would be able to come home to and detach from the academy, getting screamed at and running for miles and miles in the gym and all that. So like so many other people out there, I know that this show is such a source of comfort and joy for people. And it most certainly has been for me throughout the years, but certainly over the last 6 months. So thank you for what you guys do. And, you know, we all encourage you to keep doing that. So thank you. Moving on to a couple of quick stories that have actually happened here in where I live, over the last couple of months. Now, as we've discussed in the past, I am an investigator here in New York, and this past fall, September 1st of this year, my father actually passed away. He had been sick for a while, and so that was pretty tough. And then I went to the academy. He died September 1st. I went to the academy October 7th, so I didn't really have much time to really process what had happened before going into such a bizarre situation such as the Academy. With that said, there's only been a few things that have happened, and I'll tell them quick, that are unusual. I'm not going to say necessarily that they are paranormal, but certainly not normal. So my father was cremated, and I wanted to take the majority of his ashes. My aunts took some, and I took the majority of them. And I have them on my bookshelf with a beautiful picture of him. And shortly after coming home with him, I've only really had two things happen. First was, I was doing dishes one night, and I had set up by my front door a trash bag that I was going to take out with me when I left the apartment. And so I was doing dishes, and I took a piece of paper towel, and I wiped up the counter, and I just kind of casually tossed it in the corner of the room in the direction of the trash bag, and all of a sudden the lights went out, and it scared the hell out of me. And I ran across the room, and I turned the light back on, and I could not figure out what happened. The only possible logical solution was that the paper towel hit the switch, but it's like a flat switch. It's not like a, I don't know, like a peg looking. It's more like a flat one. And I took that piece of paper towel, and I was pegging it. I was just like trying to hit it as hard as possible, and it would not turn the switch off. And I was right on top of it, like, you know, balled up. I threw it like across the room, just like very casually in the direction of the basket, and somehow it hit that light. That had never happened before. It hasn't happened since. So that was weird thing number one. Second thing was, for the Academy, I had to have a bunch of like school supplies, and I had a little envelope with like a little zip up thing with pens and pencils and such. And I kept that in my bag. And one day it went missing. I just could not find it anywhere. I looked all throughout my recruit bag, all over my bookshelf, everywhere. I could not find it. And I was like, I guess I lost it at the Academy last week. Went to the store, got a new one, had it for about a week. Get home one day, I reach into the bag, and there is my old envelope, the old zip-up pouch. It, like, right in the middle of the bag. There's no way I couldn't have missed it. So that was the second thing that was kind of unusual. Again, I'm not necessarily saying that it's my dad, but here's the last bit, okay? When I first brought my father's ashes to my apartment after his funeral, I had him, and being that I'm an investigator, this is what we do. I happen to have some equipment here in my apartment, so I took my K2 meter, and I just turned it on, and I placed it on top of the box. Now, it's a wooden box. And anyone who's had ashes before of a family member, they know that it usually comes in a plastic bag. It's condensed into a plastic bag, and you know, it's placed into whatever container you're going to use. And that K2 meter, anyone who knows, or an EMF detector knows how they're used. They measure electrical magnetic fields. This thing went all the way to red. And there's no reason why it should be doing that. I took it off the box, went to green. I put it back on, went to red. I said, okay, we're done with that. So, again, is it a ghost? Is it my dad? Who knows? But so that's just my little story I wanted to share with you guys. Again, thank you so much for what you do. I actually go on patrol starting tomorrow morning, and we'll see what happens. And I know that you guys take these stories a few months in advance before they're actually released. So we'll see. Hopefully this thing clears itself up. I hope you guys are being safe out there, and all your listeners are being safe, and let's just get through this thing together, right? Keep doing what you do, guys. Thank you so much.
Do you know what date he called that in?
It was, I believe, the... I can look it up right over here. 27th of January, March.
So things were still... They were pretty active.
Ramping up.
Yeah. At that point.
Yep.
And we are recording this on April 20th, so mm-hmm. Obviously things have changed quite a bit, but I'm proud of him. I'm very humbled that we were the, you know, source of relief when he would sure. go home and try and relax and ho- hopefully, you know, I mean, he's been a listener since the beginning. Yeah. So hopefully things are going as well as they can for him and that he's staying safe.
We're actually, look at my calendar here. We've been talking about getting together for a phone call on the Grave Talks one of these nights. Anyway, we're going to have Vinny on the Grave Talks again soon to talk about some of his investigative experiences. I just got to look because I don't see it on my calendar. We've been, it's been just kind of crazy with just trying to coordinate schedules right now with everything that he's doing. Because they constantly have been, you know, a bunch of the forces out, then they're bringing people in and schedules are changing left and right. So, but very soon he'll be back on to talk about some of his stuff too.
Hopefully when things are back to somewhat normal, I can't wait to hear the stories from his work, because sometimes some of the best paranormal stories come from police officers because they're like, I don't know, I have no excuse. I have no understanding of why something happened this way.
Yeah. And you gotta, you know, when you can't, you can't write down ghost on the report.
No, no.
And that's got to be one of the most frustrating things, especially for someone like himself who knows that world so well and can identify something like that and not just be like, well, that was spooky, you know, and go, no, all signs point to this, but you know, they can't put that down. But no, I'm very much looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm looking back at our chat. We actually talked about talking last week, but he got super busy again, too, with everything that he's doing. So soon we will have him back on. He's been on some episodes in the past over there. I couldn't tell you which ones off the top of my head, but really interesting guy, and a great listener of ours and a good friend of the show. So hope you're doing well, Vinny, as you're sitting there relaxing tonight hearing this. And
well, hopefully he's relaxing.
Hopefully. Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let me grab this call here and take a listen.
Hi. So I wanted to share my quick work story today. I worked at a outdoor clothing store and I did shipment in the back. So to describe the layout of the back room where I work, you have to go first through this big metal door, and then you take a right down this long hallway, and you could go straight into our locker room, you know, straight through a doorway, or you could take a right into our holding room, or you could take a left down another hallway towards, like, our trash cans. We know these as the trash hallway. So where I'm located is the locker rooms, and I have a little table set up so I can see into that hallway, the main hallway, and then I can also see if anybody's taking a left, you know, into the trash hallway. So I was there one night, and it was late. It was about 8 o'clock, you know, dark outside because it was winter time, so it was very slow. The motion light, we have a motion light in the hallway. It was off because no one had been back there for a while. And so I'm working, and I'm just kind of listening to my stories. And all of a sudden, super randomly, I just see this black shadow mask run so fast down the trash hallway. And of course, you know, my brain is going to rationalize right away. I'm thinking, you know, I just got these eyelash extensions, and I've been looking down, and I might just have looked up too quick, and, you know, that black mask was just my eyelashes, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking this. And all of a sudden, the motion light turns on in the hallway. And, you know, what are you supposed to think at that moment? I knew it wasn't my lashes at that point. So I'm a little scared, but kind of laughing, like, what is going on? You know, because I'm just like, what? So weird. And so I go out in the hall. You know, I go outside of my back room, and I ask my coworkers that are out on the floor, like, did any of you guys come back here? Are any customers in the store? And they said, no, it's really slow. No one's been back there. And I knew that they hadn't, because I hadn't heard that door shut or anything, you know. So, and how could they stage that? It just was so weird. So, yeah, never happened again after that. Just a one-time thing, I guess. Yeah, love the show. Hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it turns out that all shadow people are simply eyelash extensions gone wrong?
No.
Like, years later, like, it all started happening when women started getting eyelash extensions.
That is not it at all. That is not it. No, but I can imagine being afraid at work when this is happening. And I, you know, kudos to her for trying to figure out the rational explanation of maybe I just saw things different because, you know, I haven't had true extensions. I've put the fake ones on, and you guys saw how that went on Instagram. I look like a camel. So I decided that was not the look for me, but it really does mess with your vision. So, you
does
know,
it?
Yeah, it makes it, at least the fake ones where you stick them on,
yeah.
not the ones that you go and have professionally done. I've never done that, so yeah. I can't speak to that. But the ones that you go and you get at Target and you stick on,
mm-hmm.
it makes it feel like you, I don't know.
Is there like added weight on your eyes then, like to keep your eyelids up?
It felt like a little bit, but it was more so just a lot of shade, you know?
Okay,
so
yeah.
it's like, I could see how she would think that maybe a shadow that she couldn't explain might have been her lashes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I can't do those. It drove me nuts.
People have asked me if I have eyelash extensions.
I wish.
They're like, do you wear eyelash extensions? Like what?
I wish I had your eyelashes and you could have mine.
Okay, we'll trade.
Yeah, we'll trade.
Let's do a transplant.
Oh my gosh, you're like that one actor. You know that one actor that was on Bates Motel who looked like he wore eyeliner because his eyelashes were so thick? Yeah. It's like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never noticed.
You don't look like you wear eyeliner so much on the bottom, but on the top, it's like you're fully eye makeuped up.
So I look like I'm wearing eye makeup all the time, like I'm in Rocky Horror Picture Show or something.
No, because you don't do the eyeshadow thing. You just have the great lashes.
Maybe I'm worth it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like it, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. And EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get all of the bonus material, all 300 bonus episodes, new ones every week, advanced episodes, ebook, audiobook, all of that when you sign up. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.